for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. It's been announced a special envoy for Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the inauguration ceremony of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Wang Jiarui, Vice Chair of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, is to attend the ceremony scheduled for Tuesday in Nairobi. Kenyatta is set to be inaugurated following a ruling by Kenya's Supreme Court, which has upheld his re-election in the repeat presidential vote that was held last month. An interbank association has been established between China and 16 Central and Eastern European countries. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has announced its establishment while addressing this year's China CEEC Economic and Trade Forum in the Hungarian capital, Budapest. Under the deal, the China Development Bank will provide the equivalent of over $2 billion in development-oriented loans. The Chinese Premier has also announced the establishment of the second phase of the China CEE Investment Cooperation Fund. Under that plan, $1 billion U.S. dollars will be mainly invested in Central and Eastern Europe. The fund's first stage began in 2014, with $435 million U.S. dollars being invested from China. Li Keqiang's in Hungary for an official visit and a meeting of heads of government among China and 16 CEE countries. It's been announced Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will visit China starting this coming Sunday. The five-day official visit will include stops in Beijing and Guangzhou. Bilateral cooperation in trade and tourism is likely to dominate the agenda. Trudeau is due to meet with China's top leaders, including President Xi Jinping. He's also due to take part in the second meeting of the annual dialogue between the Chinese Premier and the Canadian Prime Minister. Police in Zhejiang have ruled out human factors in a deadly explosion on Sunday morning. The blast at the site of a demolished factory in the port city of Ningbo has left at least two people dead and 19 injured, and two others are still unaccounted for. Police are still trying to find out what caused the explosion. Previous reports have suggested the blast was connected to a septic tank and did not involve any gas pipeline. However, those reports have not been verified. China will build six new national research centers in a bid to transform the country into a leading power in science and technology. The Ministry of Science and Technology says the centers will be based on the current pilot national laboratories. Three centers will be based in Beijing. The others are in the cities of Wuhan, Shenyang, and Hefei. China set the target of establishing itself as one of the most innovative countries by 2020. Israel's military has, for the first time, deployed its Iron Dome rocket defense system aboard a ship. The announcement on Monday came after the military said it had successfully tested the system in an exercise where simulated projectiles fired from land to sea were intercepted. The Israeli Navy said the system will defend Israel's ships and strategic assets at sea, like its offshore gas platforms. The military said the deployment on ships stems from lessons learned from the 2014 Gaza War and is part of Israel's multi-layer rocket and missile defense system. EU countries have approved the use of weed killer glyphosate for the next 5 years after a heated debate over whether it causes cancer. The European Commission said in a statement that 18 countries had backed its proposal to renew the chemical's license, with 9 voting against and 1 abstaining. The chemical is a key ingredient in Monsanto's top-selling Roundup. The chemical has been used by farmers for more than 40 years, but its safety was cast into doubt when a World Health Organization agency concluded in 2015 it probably causes cancer. A spokesperson for the Argentine Navy says water entered the ARA San Juan snorkel, causing its battery to short-circuit before the submarine disappeared. The sub was ordered back to its Mar del Plata base after the battery short-circuit was reported. After contact with the San Juan was lost, a sudden noise was detected that the Navy says could have been the vessel's implosion. The San Juan, with a crew of 44 members on board, went missing on November 15th, reportedly with only a week-long oxygen supply. Official data shows that China's service trade deficit continued to decline in October, according to the State Administration of Foreign Exchange. The deficit stood at $18 billion U.S. dollars last month, down from September. Tourism is a major source of service trade deficit. China regularly registers a deficit in service trade due to huge domestic demand. The government channeled more energy into improving the service sector, including measures to gradually open up the finance, education, culture, and medical industries. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.